Tonight's shir, Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Vav through Sif Yud Beis, Sif Vav. Risukya, Tehainu Chatichas Me'il B'chava. The Gemara describes the Risukya, Rashi says, it's a piece of Me'il B'chava, like a wide piece of material, maybe it's like a cape. Im Yesh Bo Ritzuas Ketzeros Teluyus Bo L'Kashon Behem. If it comes with short straps on the edges that are meant to tie one to the other, and then by tying it together, so then she basically could wear this and it holds tight. Shari, that's fine. And Shabbos, she can wear that. But if it doesn't have the straps and there's no way to tie it down, then to go out on Shabbos with this cape that you can't tie down, asur. That's forbidden on Shabbos. Why is it forbidden on Shabbos? Mr. Brewer says, Sifkan Yud Zayin, the Chashin on Shema Yipol, Vasi La Asuye, we're afraid it'll fall off because it's not tied, and you'll end up picking it up and carrying it. That's what the Gemara teaches us. So this cape is only mutter when it comes with the straps that can be tied to each other to keep it on well and tight, that it shouldn't fall off. So if Zayin, let's say Bekatla, a woman cannot go out on Shabbos wearing a katla. Now, before we said katla in terms of a choker, like a necklace, this is also around the neck, but it's not a necklace. Dahinu beged sheyesh lo shenotzim kei mechnasayim. It's a piece of material or garment that has loops, similar to the loops around your trousers to put your belt. Umachnisen bo ritzua rechava. You put through this loop this wide strap. The koishra saviv savara, and it's tied around her neck. Va'beged talui aliba, then it hangs down across her chest. But it starts at the neck, like a bib. It's more like a bib. It goes around the neck and hangs down over her heart. V'hu chashuv umetsuya bezov. It's very nice. It's fancy. It's got gold. So she can't wear that on Shabbos. It's an adornment that goes around the neck and hangs down in front of her. Can't wear it on Shabbos. Why not? Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat on Yud Ches Bekatla, Mishum Dilma Shafla Umachvaya, because this is a piece of jewelry, and we're afraid she'll take it off, and she'll show it to her friends, and she'll end up carrying it. V'ayin le'el, v'mash kesav, Sifkat on Ches. Look back where we wrote the Sifkat on Ches. Sif Ches. Lo Seitzei, v'nizmei ha'af. A woman should not go on Shabbos with a nose ring. She can go out with earrings. Why are earrings better than nose rings? The Rambam explains, because her ears are covered, and since her ears are covered, it's hard to get the earrings off, and then we're not afraid she'll take them off and show our friends. But in a place where the ears are exposed, also, let's say it's been a zom shabbat oizen. You can't go out on Shabbos with earrings. Hechad derech letziyam yisham, because it's normal to take them out of your ears back and forth because it's not covered up. Mishnah Berurah explains sifkan yutes benizmei af. A nose ring is a problem. The after tachshatu, again, even though it's jewelry, till mashaf lamach pevasi lasuri dalaramis. We're afraid she'll take it off and show her friends and carry it dalaramis. Sifkan chaf benizmei oizen, but with earrings, the trichelo milsa lemishach vachui. It's very hard to get them off the show, because her ears are covered. What means her ears are covered? She has her hair tied up, and she has her kerchief or whatever else covering up her hair, and that will cover her ears as well. So for her to get to the earrings, it's a pain in the neck. We're not afraid that she's going to get to the earrings to take them off. But if the minig is to not cover the ears and to cover the hair without the ears, then it's takapal. Now, these halachas are all from the sugya Masechet Shabbos, that we're afraid that if she wears these articles of jewelry, she'll take them off and show her friends and end up carrying them. It's a gezeira not to wear them at all. We will see later in Se'if Yud Ches, where the Mechaber brings why people are not makpid on these halachas, because we know people wear earrings on all these things we're talking about. So that in Se'if Yud Ches, you have to hold on. We get to Se'if Yud Ches to see why we're leading in today. Se'if Tes, let's say b'machat nekuva. A woman may not go out on Shabbos with a pin that has a hole, like a sewing needle. V'im yotzen, if she does, chayeves. She's over in the Raisa. V'she'ein l'kuva, if it's a pin that is not used for sewing, it's not a sewing needle, there's no hole in it. If it's helping her keep her hair, the kerchief knotted around her hair, then she can go out without a Shabbos. But if it's not serving to keep the kerchief knotted around her hair, then it's asur, forbidden. A woman may not go out on Shabbos with a pin that is used for sewing, a sewing needle, even if it's through her garment, it's stuck into her clothing. Everyone agrees for women, that's called carrying. As far as a man is concerned, talked about a man, a tailor, can he go out with a sewing needle on Shabbos? Sivkan chavbeis chayevis, for a lady is an issa deraisa. Davi masui, it's a burden. Even if she uses it to help hold her kerchief that has her hair knotted. But say if she puts the pin through her kerchief, or she has a different use, she'll use the sewing needle to pin closed her blouse. Doesn't make a difference. It's not the normal way to use a sewing needle for these purposes. Therefore, it's considered a burden. This is how she would carry it outside on Shabbos. It's normal for women to take sewing needles on a weekday and put them through her kerchief or her clothing. And therefore, on Shabbos, it's considered carrying. Sifkan Chav Gimel, Kishurel. What is that? The Haino Kishure Tse'ifa. It's talking about the knots of her kerchief that keep her kerchief tied closed. Oshu Sogeres Pamiftiche Chaluka, where she uses the pin to close the panels of her blouse. Kiyotz, is there anything like that? Sifkan Chav Dalt Mutter. So if it's not a pin that's used for sewing, it's not a sewing needle, mutter. It's okay. Yesh Machronim Shakos with Achronim who write, the Dafka Kisha Hamachat Enu Osis Kashet Bo. We're talking about pins that are not meant for jewelry. Vaz Mutter Mitam, then it's mutter for the reason, Shakeva Shima Shemeshas Lo, that Sarah Chavisha, she's using this straight pin for her clothing, how he can base Yad on Abushim. It's no different than a handle to her clothes. I would say a button to her clothes. Avalim also the skash, but if this pin is actually an adornment, kigon shirosha echad of, maybe one side is very wide, but also kin tachshit, it's made designed like a piece of jewelry, then it's also midrabanan lahamid bakia kishurim. It'll be also midrabanan to use this pin to help her keep her kerchief knotted. Dilma shafal machvala chavet, because now we're afraid of the other gezerah. She may pull it out and show her friends what a nice pin she has. V'yesh oimim, others say the b'kol gavni shari it's mutter no matter what, even if it's an adornment. The kevud l'tznius avida, because the purpose is for her modesty to be tznius, to rest properly. Lo shofa machvai, she's not going to take it off to show people. She doesn't want her hair to be exposed. V'libe, she doesn't want her chest to be exposed if she takes it off her blouse. This is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in his commentary. The allowance when she uses the pin, the straight pin, to close up her kerchief is because of tznius. And therefore we don't care if it's an adornment. Therefore we're not protest if someone's lenient. Certainly our straight pins, Shekur and Spilka, it's called a Spilka. Afshe Rosha Echad Ov, even though one side is wider, and also ki ain't tachshe kol kach, it's not made like a piece of jewelry. Ve Afshe del Kul Yamashar, perhaps even though you mask him, it's okay. Vakim Bevadi, Shismach Lahakir, Lahamid Bahakishum, and therefore will be lenient to let her use this pin to help keep her kerchief in place. Sifkan Chav Hei, if the straight pin is not helping keep the kerchief in place, asur. Asur letseispa, she may not go out with it, kishitachu betzifo bevigda, if it's stuck into her kerchief or clothing. Afilu imhi miskashetis, but even if it's an adornment for her, kikon shebrosha of, like the case when one end is wide, but also kain tachshit, and it's designed like jewelry. Te'im b'chiv deraisa, there won't be a Torah iser. Afilu hachi asmed bon, it's still asmed bon. Til mishalfa umachvaya, we're afraid she'll pull it out and show her friends. Certainly, if it's not made like a piece of jewelry, the nechshav masa is considered a burden. V'chayevas chatas, and it'll be nisur liraisa chiyev chatas. Again, basically, if this is how people will carry it on a weekday, that becomes the issue, especially with pins, we're more machmer. V'da'ah od, you should know further. The bezeh she'enu osu kein tachshon, in the case when the pin is not jewelry, afilim tzvichel ha'macha le'ez etzor she'ina, she needs the pin for some other use, not to keep her clothes and her kerchief tied closed, but rather she has a different use, kagon, lachlok basa ara, she wants to use it to part her hair, the kiyosrin or something like that. It's still a total burden. People can't go out on Shabbos to the things he needs. If it's not clothing or tachshit, the only allowance to go on Shabbos is if it's clothing, or tachshit, or jewelry. And we gave some other cases of kameya, whatever it is. But stam is like, I need it. That doesn't give you a heter to go take it on Shabbos.
So it would be mutter if she had a pin to hold her hair to put a tichel on.
Yes. Women who put a pin without, it's not a sewing pin, into their hair to hold the hair in place, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva shekurin on Shabbos. But if they're only doing it because she needs it for something else, it's not kamasu, it's chiv chatas. So if yud, lo seitse bitabas sheyesh oleh chosom, a woman may not go out on Shabbos wearing a ring that has a seal on it that's used to like stamp a name or a letter. If she did, it's carrying. It's over this derisive of carrying. If there is no seal on the ring, stam a ring, lo say she shouldn't go on Shabbos because we're afraid she'll take it off and show her friends. If she does, petura, she's part of it. So again, no different than the earrings. If the ears are showing, so two finger rings would be a problem of showing your friends. If it's a ring with a seal on it, that's an issa d'iraisa. It's not normal for women to go with rings with seals on it. Therefore, it's not a piece of jewelry. And it's still considered the normal way to take it out, pekach, in such a way, al etzbon her finger. Because sometimes on a weekday, her husband will give her his ring to put away in the box in the safe. She'll put it on her finger until she gets home. So it's not considered a shinui either. Even though women don't wear these rings, if she's wearing it, it's not called a shinui. That is how she would wear it if she had to get from point A to point B. And it's considered a masui, and it's an issur d'oraisa of Karen. Sivkon chav zayin. But if there is no seal on it, it's a regular ring, Lot say there's an issur abonon, don't to go out with a ring. Dilma shofa machfarik, we're afraid that she'll take it off and show her friends. Ubediyav betur, but if she did it, there's no issur d'oraisa. Lefishu tachshit lishu, because it is an adornment for the woman. Vayanleil simin shin af, sif tesa dilin ish. Look back at simin shin alef, he went through the halacha as far as rings for men are concerned. Se'if yur alef, lo seitzei bekulyur. A woman should not go out on Shabbos with a kulyur. What's a kulyur? V'hu tachshit shekosheres bo maftechei chaluko. It's a piece of jewelry that she uses to close the panels of her blouse. Rashi in the Gemara says it is a pin that's round, some kind of round pin, and she uses it to close her blouse. She can't wear that on Shabbos. V'lo b'choveles, nor can she go out on Shabbos with choveles. V'kasher shekasher bo bosim shereicho tov. The Gemara says the choveles is a amulet or knot where you have fragrant spices that she wears around her neck in order that she should smell good. Like, they didn't have deodorant, so they had these spices that they would tie on. So she can't go out on Shabbos with either one of those. Mishtabur sefkan chav ches, lo seitzei b'chulyur. B'mishnah isa dal kulyur chayev es chatas. The Mishnah actually says that for wearing a kulyur on Shabbos, this is the araisa. I in the kamei look later. Sefkan chav tesh, or kasheres bo v'chulu. She used it to tie clothes, the panels of her blouse. Perish. Darko shel kulyur b'kach. That's the normal use of a kulyur. So if she did that, l'chori kipyon over nisa d'iraisa, she's using it to keep her blouse closed. Aval ata eino segeres b'miftechei chaluka. Even though it's made to close the panels of her blouse, that's not what she's doing. El to enes kachaleh. She's just wearing it as a piece of jewelry. That's why it's a chiv chatas. We don't look at it as a tachshid, it's a masui. She's trying to shore for wealth. But if right now she's actually using it to keep her blouse closed, that's 100% mutter. It's adorning her garment. There's no istorbono, maybe she'll take it off to show her friends. Because then she's exposing her body. And she's not going to do that. So the case of the kulyer is when she's using it not for its intended use. The intended use of the kulyer is to keep you like a button, to keep your clothes closed, keep your blouse closed. That's mudutaka. But if she wears it on her sleeve just to show off, that's considered a masui and a chiyuv chatas. Sivka lamed. It's also go with the kovelis, who kasha v'chulu. It's spices that she wears to neutralize bad smell. V'isha sherecha ra to enas aleh. A woman who has a bad smell would wear this to neutralize the odor. V'ena chayev as a love. This is not a chiyuv chatas. There's no istiraisa. V'neshu tachshit. It's considered an adornment. Still, you can't go out on Shabbos. It's us midrabbanan. The chatchila go out. Because again, we're afraid she'll take it off, and she'll end up carrying it. They used it to tie spices. For I did similarly. She should not go out with a small container of a farasimon oil that they would put on her arm. Everything, that's the lashon of the Rambam, Sharatzin says. The Rambam learns the case would be on her arm, not around her neck. But I think it has the same purpose, is to give off a good smell. You're not allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing these aromatic spices or oils. So if you base, im choser achas mishineha, if a woman lost a tooth, umesima acher b'mekomo, and she puts the replacement in her mouth, if it's a golden tooth, lo seitzebo, on Shabbos she cannot go out with her gold tooth. The kevin shemeshune b'mara mishar shinayim, since it looks different than the other teeth, dilma mevazula, people might make fun of her. Veshok lo lei, and she'll take it out. Umam tiyo, and she'll end up carrying it. Aval shal kesef, but if the tooth is replaced with a silver piece, Shedor Milashar Shinaim, that's more similar to her other teeth. Mutter, she can wear that on Shabbos. Vekolshkein, Shein Da'odma, certainly if she got a hold of a human tooth to replace her missing tooth, she'll be allowed on Shabbos to go out with that. And we're not afraid that she will be embarrassed and take it out and carry it.